The KZN Future 50 with Pavlo Fitidis. Inspiring KZN's business future.
And now it's time for KZN Future 50. And for KZN Future 50, we will need a Pavlo Fitidis from Auric. Good morning, Pavlo.
Good morning, good morning.
So what business are we featuring today?
We're going to be talking about We Are Food. It's a business founded by two formidable sisters, Jane Bissett and Amy Weir. And they have arguably been the originators of taking homemade frozen food into the mainstream, making it available to families, to bachelors, bachelorettes, no doubt, and everyone who's looking for a quick, easy, but homemade meal. It really is a story of what makes a business work in many ways. A lot of people go into business out of necessity, and that's probably 99% of all people. This idea that you go into business because of an opportunity, well, unless you come from deep privilege and you've got someone who can support you for the first 5 years of no income, that is possibly an answer. But most people go in out of necessity. But what makes it work, what turns necessity into a thriving business, is love and passion. So find a business that really matters to you. Find a product or service or industry that you can really enjoy and love. And Jane followed her passion. Amy took her years of property sales internationally and brought the commercial elements, and these two sisters have created this fantastic business, now serving love and passion through homemade foods across KZN and South Africa.
So where will We Are Food be in, say, 5 years?
When a business starts with passion, driven by passion, in order to grow that business into something significant, to turn your passion into impact for all in society and to leave a legacy over a period of time, the locus of control has to shift. The business must not be about me, you. It needs to be about people and team and the processes that make it work. And the biggest transition that the two sisters would need to go through over here is to decode their skill and capability into operating processes in a business and a team who runs it. Getting that right will get them to the next level.
That's the challenge. What can we do as KZN to help?
Darren, I want to ask you a question. Can you think back to when you were 5 years old or 7 years old, your favorite meal that your mom or dad or grandmother made, and you experience warmth and love and being cradled? It's that all too good a feeling.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're looking to get done over here. We are asking all listeners out there, think back to when you were 5, 6, 7. Think back to the favorite meal that your ma or grandma specifically made for you, that if you eat it again today, takes you back to the place of warmth and love. That's what we are asking you to go to the website and put forward as, please make this the next frozen homemade meal. And through that, we can give back to KZN what KZN has given back to these two entrepreneurs. They help build this business through word of mouth, and getting that back in return is take your ma's recipe, your grandma's recipe, and share it with everyone else. And hopefully that feeling of love, warmth, and being cradled and cuddled. It's a lovely way to localize and give back.
I'm sure you're thinking of recipes as we speak and salivating as well. So you know what to do. Head on over to our website, ecr.co.za. You'll find KZN Future 50 there, and then and do the things that need to be done. By the way, if you need to find out anything else about any of the KZN Future 50s, it exists there on a dedicated tab, KZN Future 50, on our website. Thank you, Pavlo.
Thank you. See you next week.